Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. and let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Imagination Power. Chance the cardboard box relaxed in the cozy sunbeam as he admired the bright, colorful drawings the kids had made on his sides. Chance wondered when they would have their next adventure. The cardboard box heard a commotion in the kitchen. Startled by the racket, the little kitty quickly leapt out of the box as the boy and girl raced into the living room. The girl said to her brother, "I think it's your turn to pick what we do." "Okay," the boy said, shrugging his shoulders. Chance eagerly waited to hear what they would do today. The boy hopped into the cardboard box. "Have a seat," he said to his sister. We're going to be submerging soon, so get comfortable. Yes, she exclaimed. I've always wanted to pilot a submarine. Since it's my idea, I think I should get to be captain, the boy said. Okay, fine, the little girl responded with a huff. I get to be captain next time. Deal, her brother agreed, and then asked, Are you ready? Aye, aye, captain, the little girl said with a salute. Okay, let's dive. And with that command, Chance could feel himself sinking into the carpet. The kids' imaginations were so strong, the cardboard box felt water flooding around him until he was submerged. Ping, 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 the little girl said, and explained to her brother proudly, I'm your sonar. Do you hear anything in our way? Chance wondered what sonar was. I hear something, her brother said. How could they hear something in their way? Chance felt confused. Listen, the sound is bouncing back faster. The cardboard box heard the little girl say, Ping, 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 we're getting closer. Then the boy smiled and said, Isn't it cool how we can hear how far away something is by the time it takes for the sound to bounce back? How do we know how far away things are? The little girl asked. There are slow pings when something is far away, and then the pings get faster the closer the object is. Ping, 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 the sonar said. Let's take a look and see what's out there. The little boy steered the cardboard box away from whatever was making all the noise. Up periscope, the girl said. Nothing's in front of us now. Good steering. Thanks. Is there anything to the right? That's where we're going. The little girl turned her periscope, a paper towel tube, to the right and looked through it intently. Yes, there's an island, she exclaimed, and I'd like to explore it. Let's surface, her brother said with a smile. Aye, aye, sir, with a loud Auga! The cardboard box submarine rose to the surface of the imaginary water. Okay, the girl said, it's time for this submarine to change into an airplane. As Chance rocked gently on the water's surface, the kids readied him for flight. They moved the side flaps out to show the wings they had drawn earlier, and the boy held the pinwheel in front of the box so that Chance had a propeller. Now that he was ready to fly, the little girl took charge as captain. Buckle up, here we go, she said. And the colorful cardboard box lifted up off the imaginary sea into the bright blue sky. Up and up they went. Then the little girl said, That's high enough. Let's look at our island. The kids looked over the wings and down to the ground. I see our house, the little boy said. And I see train tracks. They go all the way around the island. I wish I could just hover and look at everything a little more carefully, the girl said. I know just how we can do that, the boy said. And he moved the pinwheel propeller from the front of the cardboard box to above his own head. Bring the wings in, the boy said. And his sister folded the flaps back in as the boy spun the propeller. Chance was now a helicopter. The kids slowly hovered over the different areas of the island. They found a snowy shot with penguins and polar bears playing. Then they found an animal sanctuary with elephants and giraffes and lions relaxing together. Next, they found a beach with rolling waves. The little girl yawned as the sound of the waves relaxed her and said, Look, there's our house. I think it's a good time to go back to base." And with that, the girl steered the cardboard helicopter over to their house. Chance hovered above the roof and sank through it, gently landing on the soft living room carpet. The pinwheel propeller slowly stopped spinning. As the children congratulated each other on their exploration of the friendly island, the cardboard box yawned. The two kids stepped out, deciding that was enough adventure for the day. The little kitty watched from the couch, and as soon as the kids stepped out, he snuggled right in. Chance smiled and relaxed, enjoying the softness of the carpet beneath him. The cardboard box thought of all he had to be grateful for. Chance was grateful for the welcome of the purring kitty. He was happy for today's adventure. He had been able to use some of the equipment the kids had drawn on his sides. Most of all, the cardboard box was happy to share in the kids' imaginary world. Chance hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As the cardboard box relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box drifted off to sleep, feeling the gentle rock of the waves as the cardboard submarine. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.